online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
It's 1 o'clock and with the latest news for Kent, here's Lucy Hickmott.
It's understood police investigating the Salisbury spy poisoning have identified some suspects. Officers believe several Russians were involved in the attack with Novichok. Meanwhile, the inquest into the death of a woman thought to have been accidentally contaminated by the same nerve agent has been adjourned with no cause of death yet established. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt at Wiltshire and Swindon's Coroner's Court says a reference was made to a small glass bottle.
We're told from other sources that police are working on a theory that Dawn Sturgis thought there was perfume in this bottle and sprayed it on herself.
Police are investigating after a woman was kicked and punched before being sexually assaulted in Dover. The 28-year-old was on her way home from a friend's house when she was attacked on London Road near the junction with Peter Street in the early hours of Monday. Officers are keen to speak to any witnesses. You can see a description of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Police say the death of a rough sleeper who was found in a doorway in Maidstone is not being treated as suspicious. Emergency crews were called to the town centre this morning and sealed off part of Jubilee Square. He was discovered at the entrance to the former RBS bank. These people nearby told us what's happening.
Everyone stopped and asked questions, but then it wouldn't be Maidstone if people didn't stop and ask questions.
Don't really know much. We're just hearing snatch pieces, but you can't speculate till you know the truth.
Officers say they're trying to contact the man's family. There's been another rise in violent crimes in England and Wales. The latest official figures show 16% more recorded knife offences in the year to March compared with the previous 12 months. Homicides were also up for a fourth year in a row. Meantime, a police watchdog is warning forces they're letting down victims of hate crime by not investigating incidents fast enough. In some cases, officers in England and Wales took 5 days to respond. The target time is supposed to be 1 hour. Two men have been arrested during an early morning drugs raid in Swanscombe. That's police breaking down the door of a property in Bromfield Road earlier after people living in the area complained about dealing in their neighbourhood. Sergeant Nicholas Granger led the operation and has this update for us.
Dartford Community Policing Team executed a Misuse of Drugs Act warrant following intelligence from the community. And subsequently, a number of stolen motorbikes and Class A and Class B drugs were recovered, where we subsequently arrested two males from the property.
An 18-year-old man's being questioned on suspicion of stealing a motor vehicle, while a 19-year-old is being held on suspicion of dealing Class A drugs.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man who deliberately reversed a van into a police car three times in Sevenoaks, injuring two officers, has been jailed. William Phipps, who was being chased by police after failing to stop in Bradbourne Vale Road in April. The 38-year-old was arrested later that day at his home in Hillingdon Rise. He's now been locked up for 1 year. A campaign by a Kent mum to get her daughter, who has severe epilepsy, prescribed cannabis oil, is being supported by her local MP. Charlie Elphick, who represents Dover and Deal, is urging the Home Secretary to give Tegan Appleby a special licence. The 8-year-old suffers up to 300 seizures a day and has been admitted into hospital five times in the past 2 months. Her mum Emma says it's the only option left and it's frustrating that it's not available for medicinal use in the UK.
I think there's 19 US states that have actually legalised it, and I think over a dozen other countries that have got medical cannabis legalised already. So it does feel like we're a little bit behind the times.
After recent cases involving other children in the country, the Home Secretary's announced a review. Two fires that broke out in Maidstone this morning are being treated as arson. Crews were called to an abandoned pub on Upper Stone Street just after five. Around 40 minutes later, there was a second blaze in the electrical cupboard of an office block car park in nearby Moat Road. No one was injured in either fire. And children in England are going to be taught new lessons on relationships, mental health and staying safe online. The planned update to the curriculum from 2020 will reflect issues young people now face in modern life.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
In golf, Tiger Woods will have to wait until this afternoon to get his Open campaign started at Carnoustie. The former world number one is looking to add to his 14 major victories. He tees off alongside Scotland's Russell Knox. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.